program is brought to you in living color.
WMFO in Medford.
All American half pound. Pure beef patty. Lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
We're meant to go to radio. Jello tastes like chicken.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
The color of the pen that I hold in my hand is royal blue.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily in layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
What do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to be. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Yeah!
To the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial. Yes, we are Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and in case you didn't already know it, what we do here on a Plastic Sushi is to mix you up a two-hour sound collage by first starting off with some Japanese music and then mixing it up with jazz, funk, punk, electronic, country, disco, metal, as many different styles of music as we possibly can, plus audio clips from who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. In this episode, we're bringing you a classic theme of colors, Plastic Sushi, genre jumping style. We just heard the Japanese band Bisexual in a song called Yellow. Backing me up right now is the Slackmates in their version of Green Onions from the wonderful compilation album Chinese Checkers, a tribute to Memphis Soul Instrumentals, which I found lying around the WMFO studios here many years ago and ripped it. We've got so much great music for you, including Pink Floyd, Funkadelic, Jimi Hendrix, New Order, and Lead Belly, plus a total of four Japanese bands of very different styles. Also, some fascinating, fun, and wonderfully educational public service messages from the Ohio Outdoor Notebook. Coming up in the next set, we'll be hearing from the Beatles, Beck, Andy Williams, and Deep Purple. But first, let's get things started with, of course, another Japanese band. Here's Shonen Knife with Brown Mushrooms.
We'll be right back. In the town where I was born lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
And our friends are all aboard, many more of them live next door, and the band begins to play.
Yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. Yellow submarine.
Post on ahead, Mr. Parker. Post on ahead.
Post on ahead.
Remember, this is killer bee season in the Northwoods, so don't provoke any flying yellow thing. You're just asking for trouble.
Violets are blue. I can't write poems, but I've been told I have many other good qualities.
Red roses for a blue lady. Mr. Florist, take my order, please. We had a silly quarrel the other day. I hope these pretty flowers chase her blues away. Red roses for a blue lady. Send them to the sweetest girl in town. And if they do the trick, I'll hurry back to pick your best white orchid for her wedding gown. They do the trick, I'll hurry back to pick your best white orchid for her wedding gown.
So, what'd you do in school today?
Well, I broke in my purple clogs.
Thank you.
It's time for Mother Nature to show off her wildest colors in Ohio's forests. Watch as she paints our woodlands red, gold, yellow, and orange. Hi, I'm Josiah Wade, and this is the Ohio Outdoor Notebook. Ever wonder what causes this annual colorful transformation? Fall's shorter days and cooler temperatures kick off chemical reactions within tree leaves. The production of the color green slows down. As green fades, the brighter colors that have always been there can now shine through. Tree leaves with a high sugar content, such as maples, oaks, and sweet gums, undergo an additional chemical change, adding red and purple to the palette. Find the best places to enjoy nature's artwork by calling 1-800-BUCKEYE or visiting the Department of Natural Resources on the Internet. This is a public service of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and this station.
You're tuned in to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. This is the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, and I'm your host, Edward Buchert. In this episode, our theme is colors. We began that set with Shonen Knife, three Japanese ladies who really know how to rock. That was Brown Mushrooms. They also write songs about a wide variety of topics, which makes them great for matching themes. Then we heard from Druid Stone and their version of a very traditional song. One of its names is Green Sleeves. The old year now away is fled, which I found on their album, Spirit of Christmas, holiday favorites in the Celtic tradition. Then we heard from the Beatles with the title track from their Yellow Submarine album. Beck followed with Burnt Orange Peel, and then Andy Williams, Red Roses for a Blue Lady. And then we finished off the music in that set with Deep Purple and Highway Star. The story on that song is that they were traveling up to Portsmouth in 1971 when a reporter asked them, "How do you write songs?" So Ritchie Blackmore picked up an acoustic guitar and just started banging away on that G chord. And then Ian Gillan stepped up and started improvising lyrics over that. Haha, that's the way we write songs. And then we heard a wonderfully educational public service message from Josiah Wade in the Ohio Outdoor Notebook. Backing me up right now is the Beatles, or more accurately, their producer George Martin. This is Yellow Submarine in Pepperland. In the next set, we're going to be hearing from the Blue Rider Trio, New Order, Johnny Winter, and Funkadelic. But first, let's get things started with another Japanese band. They're kind of jazzy. Here's Gantity with Green Mailbox on WMFO in Medford.
When you have seen vicious mobs lynch your mothers and fathers at will, and drown your sisters and brothers at will. And you have seen hate-filled policemen curse, kick, and even kill your black brothers and sisters. And you see the vast majority of your 20 million Negro brothers smothering in an airtight cage of poverty in the midst of an affluent society. And you suddenly find your tongue twisted and your speech stammering as you seek to explain to your six-year-old daughter why she can't go to the public amusement park and see her developing an unconscious bitterness toward white people. And you have to concoct an answer for a five-year-old son who is asking, Daddy, why do white people treat colored people so mean? You are humiliated day in and day out by nagging signs reading white and colored. And your first name becomes nigger. Your middle name becomes boy, however old you are. And your last name becomes John. Your wife and mother are never given the respected title Mrs. And you are harassed by day and haunted by night by the fact that you are a Negro, living constantly at tiptoe stand, never quite knowing what to expect next, and are plagued with inner fears and outer resentment. And you are forever fighting a degrading and degenerating sense of nobody. Then you will understand why we find it difficult to wait. Thank you.
shine. The thing gone wild. Daddy had a child.
Bet my sweet Bippy had lost.
Thank you. about my life, like childhood, like all my guys and everything. You get me. Like, I've never had a connection with anyone like that before.
I don't know.
With a wingspan of 6 inches, the beautiful Cecropia moth is the largest silk moth in North America. Hard to believe it was once an ugly green caterpillar. Hi, I'm Josiah Wade, and this is the Ohio Outdoor Notebook. The Cecropia is rarely seen because it flies only at night, which is a shame because its coloration is remarkable. Dark brown wings are decorated with white flecks, red crescents, black eye spots, and red and tan bands. The body and head appear to be furry and have red, black, and white stripes. The legs are red, and the males have large, red, feathery antennae. Cecropia moths come out of their cocoons in late May or early June. They live about 2 weeks, and in that time, they find a mate, and the female lays more than 100 eggs. This is a public service of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and this station.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
A luscious bitch, she is true. But it's not nice to fool Mother Nature. The proud mother of God, like all hoes, is jealous of her own shadow. Who is this young big catty bitch who wished to be queen for a day? Who would sacrifice the great grandsons and daughters of her jealous mother by sucking their brain?
Oh, I got something.
Come on now. Come on now. God damn. Come on, can you punch me in or something? Come on, let me finish this. What's that? You know how to tickle me, man. Don't do that. Okay, I'm saying, so I'm just being really serious. It's a gross motherfucker. Okay, come on, Brian. Come on back in there. Come on back in there.
A luscious bitch. She is true, but it's not nice to fool Mother Nature. The proud mother of God, like all hoes, is jealous of her own shadow. Who is this young Britannic bitch who wished to be queen for a day? Who would sacrifice the great-grandsons and daughters of her jealous mother by sucking their brain until their ability to think was amputated? By pimping their instincts until they were fat, horny, and strung out. In her neurotic attempt to be queen of the universe, who is this bitch?
Big time spenders, she's been grieving.